Okay, everybody, so today's daf is Daf Vav. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara asks, Kasha Meisvei. Who's the Kasha on? The Kasha is on Abaya. What did Abaya say? So let's go back to Hey Yomid Beis. Well, you recall in the middle of the Yomid, it says, Itmar, Yadayim She'en Mechichois. Yadayim She'en Mechichois means, as you know, we learned from the beginning of our Masech that it is a concept of Yodois Nidorim Kinidorim. A yad means you don't say the full neder, you only say part of the neder. But nevertheless, how strong does that part have to be? Abaye says, even if the yad is ena mechiach, it's a very weak yad. That you really don't know fully what the person wants or what he says. That's also enough because the din of yodos, which as you remember we learn from either from lidor neder, or nozer lehazir, or kechol ashiyotz nipiv, etc., all the three drushes that we had. Anyway, the point is that a yad works for nedarim. So even a yad she'ena mechiach, says Abaye, havin yadayim, even if it's a very weak yad. A rov is a no, lo havin yadayim, it's got to be a strong yad. It's got to be a yad ha'mechiach. And the Gemara brought it right from a posik. And then later the Gemara said, leima beplukta, skip on three lines, leima beplukta Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan kamiflegi. L'choyre the machloik between Abaye v'Rova is identical to machloik Rabbi v'Rabbanan. What was that machloik? Is it non? We're going through this again only because the Gemara is going to refer to it further down on the Amud Aleph. Then now we learn the Gabi Get. What happens if you write Gufet Shel Get Hariat Muteres Chaloda? The whole essential term of the Get was, of course, it has to say in the Get the name of the husband and the name of the wife and the name of the place and the date. Sure. But in addition to that, it's God is saying, "At muteres chaladim." Says the Tanakam, as long as it says that, we're on good territory and we're okay. However, Buddha says, "No, it's got to be far more express and explicit." He has to say, "V'dein." V'dein means this piece of paper. Do you have a lichim inoy? This will be to you from me. A sefer tiruchin, v'get peturin, v'ger shvukin. There should be no doubts about it. This is not just some sort of plaything. This is the real McCoy. This is the real get. Okay. Obviously, according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to have such a moichiach. It's much, it's just hariat muteres chalodim is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh no, it's got to be really, really explicit. So l'choy rabbi diyamak rabbanan, a bai that says yodaim she'ein moichichos havin yodaim, holds like the rabbanan, and that's why it's enough just to go and say hariat muteres chalodim. And Rova that says no, yodaim she'ein moichichos lo yavin yodaim, you really got to hit it in the head, and you got to go and say very clearly v'dein yevelichem inoy. Just like Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayda, that's very good. Says Yimon Nishkarai, Amalach Abai. I know the Amri Afil Rabbi Yehuda. I can hold even according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda requires so much. According to Abai, you just need a Yad She'ena Meichiach. And Rabbi Yehuda said, No V'dein Minoy Gerishvukin and all the rest. Ad Kana Kam Rabbi Yehuda Be'inan Yadayim Meichichois Lega Beget to be an increases for Leka. Gabi get, the Torah requires it be a sefer krisus. Torah koiris beinoyle beino, it's really going to be 1,000% effective to go and make a cut forever and ever. We're separating husband and wife forever with a Chinese wall. And so therefore, that being the case, you have to have all of these expressions. Al ba'alma, if you're talking about a neder, no, sefer krisus. Mishamizle, could very well be that Rabbi Yehuda would even agree with me. The Yudaim Shinim Mechiach, Havin Yudaim. For Rav Omer, just the opposite. I know the Amr Efil Rabbanon. Even though normally I require that it be Yudaim HaMechiach. Here, just to say Hariat Muteris is enough. You don't have to say Dain Yehevi Lichi Minoi. Because Adkan Leikom Rabbanon, Dole Be'in Yudaim Mechiachas Alga Beget. You know why by get you don't have to add these words V'dein Yevlich Minoi? Dain Odom Megarish Aseishas Chaveroi. It would be totally nonsensical for Mr. Smith to write out a get to Mrs. Jones and say, Mrs. Jones, this is a divorce. We're never, ever going to be married again. We're done. That's it.
We were never married again. With
exactly. So that's meaningless. That's why the Rabbanan say it's enough. All you have to write is, Hariat Muteres L'Chol Adam. You don't have to say, the day, this is Minoi, it's from me. And of course it's from me. Who else is going to be from? From Superman, it's going to be from a Malach. We're talking about from the husband. That's a Chadava Pashat.
They get they're very, very explicit. They ask, are you known by any other names? Or do people call you?
Exactly. You have to write in all those all those pseudonyms and nicknames. Sorry?
I don't know where they have the tolerance to abbreviate, because if they need all that information, it has to be very explicit.
As far as the names, it's got to be as explicit as possible. But now that we've gone through all the names, the question is the gufoy shel get, meaning the essential part of the get.
Right.
Now that I know Mr. Smith is going and divorcing Mrs. Smith, whose name happens to be Sprintz in Hebrew, but it is also known as Nancy and Sally, and also by Barbara, by many of her friends. So we put all of that inside the get. So now what does it say in the get? Hariat mutaris l'chol adam, and that's enough, say the Rabbanon. The Rebbe said, no, the dein hev lichim minoy gershukim, etc., like we said. Okay, so bottom line is, both Abayim and Rava say that we could hold both according to Yehuda and according to Rabban. But now we are challenging Abayim. Abayim says, Yadayim she'enoy moichiyach, even if it's a weak yad, it's sufficient. Freitimor meisvei. Hari hu olai, hari zeh olai osur. Neishu yad lekarban. You have a person who's staring at a kikar lechem. Kikar, of course, being a loaf of bread. And he looks at that bread, and he says to that loaf of bread, Hari hu olai. So now, why do I say a loaf of bread? Because if you look at the Pirush Harosh on the right-hand margin, you see starts of Hari hu olai. Keep going. So you kikar munach lefanav. There's a nice loaf of bread in front of him. The omar bi'echa min alishoynes. And he uses one of these expressions. What is that expression? He says, Hari hu olai, or Hari ze olai. What does this accomplish? Osur, this is a full-fledged yad for a neder, even though he didn't say clearly what this Hari hu olai is. Nevertheless, that's sufficient, and it's osur, and it becomes a neder. Why, says the Braisa, Neishuhu yad lekarbon, because this is a yad lekarbon. What does it mean, yad lekarbon? So says the Rosh, next piece, Pirush lematfis bekarbon. What does it mean, lematfis bekarbon? Because remember when we started off our Masechta back on the Beis Amid Aleph, the Ran explained at that time that there are three different categories of neder. You have the Ikra neder, you have the Kenuye neder, and you have the Yodois nedarim. What was the Ikra neder? Said the Ran, that you could go and do it through Hatfosa, or you can do it Stam. If you want to take a quick look back, I'm sure you do, back on the Ran on the Beis Amid Aleph, you'll see the last five lines of the narrow lines of the Ran before the wide lines. Ikra neder hu. Shiyoy medover ze osr olai, bein bit shetfisoi bedover acher, bein shaloy yedfisoi, say if he, hedfisa means to go and extend, I'm sorry?
Tfis.
Oh, very good. That he talks about dover acher, and he's saying that this item should be osr upon me like that dover acher, bein shaloy yedfisoi, or even if he didn't chap on something else, he just said this should be osr. Zeu neido om batoira. Okay, Zayigit. So now let's go and skip a line. What does it say on the next line? On the Hilkoch, end of line two, Hilkoch, on to third line three. Heicha shehitvisva omar harikikar ze alaiki carbon. Our case, that a person looks at a kikar, a loaf of bread, this should be on me, the alike carbon. Chayil nidre, his neder is chalkos, he's matfis bedover hanodur, the ikra neder who's that? Dos is an ikra neder. Aha. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, he looked at this kekar, and he says, Hari hu alai, Hari ze alai, neshu yad the carbon. Yad the carbon means being matfis be carbon, and this is sufficient to make it now awesome. And now the Gemara is medayik and asks Akash and Abaya. Taima di Omar alai hu di osur. Avaloi Omar alai loy. Lechoyra, when you say Hari hu alai, or Hari ze alai, because this is a way of saying Yad le korban, That's the reason why it's Asur. What happens if he would leave out the word Olai, and he would just say Hare Zeh, or he would say Hare Hu? That would seem like that would not be a neder. It's too weak. It's a yad she'ena meichiach. Frey Timur, why? According to Abaya, a yad she'ena meichiach haven yadayim. So even though it's a weak yad, you only said Hare Zeh or Hare Olai. I'm sorry, or only Hare Hu. That should also be enough. It's too often to buy you. Why do you have to add that Olai for? Sounds like you have to have that Olai to satisfy Yodos that it should be a Yad HaMoichiach. But a buyer holds even a Yad She'ena Moichiach is a sufficient Yad.
Maybe this is so vague that it's...
Amlech HaBayah. I'll tell you why. Taim di Amalai Hu di Aser. Only when you add Olai, then does it become a Yad at all. Avul Omar Hari Hu or Hari Zeh without saying Vilay Omar Alai. I don't know what it means. Hari Hu Dehevker, Hari Hu Tzedaka Komar. After all, the word Hari Zeh and Hari Hu is so incomplete, I have no idea what he has in mind. Hari Hu maybe means to say, from now on there should be Hefker. Or, I'm going to give it to Aniyim for Tzedaka. So I have to say Alai. That Alai, now I know he's talking about Nedarim. Until now, I didn't even know. So therefore, says Abaya, even I that hold a yad she'ena meichiach have a yadayim, but at least it's got to be a yad she'ena meichiach. Here it's not even a yad. Lo matzano yadeinu bimbes medrash. I don't even have a yad at all, because Hariyu is just so vague. It's a chayra good to teretz. Frank Dimora, b'hot memnei shehu yad lekarbon k'tani, but it says that the reason why Hariyu olai, Hariyu zeh olai, is also because it's a yad lekarbon. So what does he mean by that? How are you yad lekarbon? So the Ran and the Rosh both explain that if a person wants, in fact, to make a karbon, which is not his intention over here, he's just being mafis bekarbon for purposes of a neder. But if a person wanted to make something into a karbon, he wouldn't even have to go and say hare hu olai or hare ze olai. The way the derech of the Menadve Karbonis was just to go and say Hare Hu or Hare Zeh. And with that, they were, if you will, Yoitze. And if that's the case, then if you're saying that the reason why this becomes a Neder, because it's a Yad Le Karbon, he's being Matvis Be Karbon. Those people that bring Karbonis, they often drop the word Karbon and they just say Hare Hu and Hare Zeh, and people know that that is their Kavana. And therefore, that is a legitimate yad. So if it's a legitimate yad, hadra kush l'duchta, why isn't there a yad here too? Why do I need the olai? It should be enough to say hare hu or hare zem. Says the Gemara, you have a good point. Ela eima, therefore, let's go back to that braisa and make a different diuk. How do we start off the braisa? Back on the second line. Meisvei, hare hu olai. Hare Zeh Olai. Awesome, they should have the carbon. And then the Gemara is a Medayik. Taim of the Omer Olai. You have to add the Olai. That's when it's awesome. But without the Olai, it would not be awesome. In other words, you need to make it a Yad HaMoichiach. It's not enough a Yad She'ena Moichiach. That was the Kasha. So the Gemara, no. Don't make that Diuk. Because Hare Hu Olai and Hare Zeh Olai, you don't even need the Olai, because Abaya holds Yad She'ena Moichiach Hav Yodai. And therefore be Medayik, Taima de Omer Olai, back to our Gemara, Ela'ima Taima de Omer Olai, Hu Oser V'Chaveiroi Mutter. By saying Olai, he is saying that the Isser that I'm trying to impose on this Kikar is only Olai, it's only on me. It's not Oser to anybody else. I'm not making it Hegdish or Boisai. I'm not making it a Karbon. I'm not giving it Kedushas Aguf, Kedushas Dam, Kedushas Bere Kabayis. None of that. All I'm saying is that it's Oser on me. Ah! Dozok Dimar. Taim Bidi Omar Lai, Hu Oser Bechaberi Mutter. Aber Omar Hari, Hu? Chneyan Asurin. If you would just say Hari Zeh or Hari Hu, that would be a more encompassing and a more inclusive type of lashon. And so therefore, the addition of the olai is not to go and upgrade from a yad she'ena meichiach to Yad HaMechiach. I don't need such an upgrade, says Abaya. I am happy with Hari Hu and Hari Zeh alone. The reason for the Olai is to limit the breadth of this statement. Because without the Olai, it would be like Hari Hu Hegdish, Domari Hu Hegdish Gomar, and therefore would be also on ye, me and you and everybody else. By saying the Olai, then it becomes crystal clear he doesn't mean to answer it to anybody else, but only Olai upon himself. So with this, we have resolved the challenge to Abaya. But we're going to ask now another Kashan Abaya from another Braisa Meisvei. Harizu Chatas, Harizu Osham, Alva Bishu Chayiv Chatas Yosham, Le Omar Klum. Person is already Machuyiv Ekorm Chatas because unfortunately he ate Chaylev Bishoyki. Or the person is Chayiv Ekorm Osham for one of the five Ashamois, or it could be it was an Osham Tolui, he has to bring an Ekorm Osham. And guess what? He finds a behema. He looks the behema straight in the face, and he says, "Hari zu chatas, you are a chatas, or you are an osham." Afal pishu chayiv chatas yosham. Even though he has a pre-existing obligation to bring a chatas yosham, loy amaklum. So far, gunished. You know when this animal is going to really become a karm chatas and osham. Harizu chatosi, harizu ashomi, imayim chuyav dvarav kayamin, then it works. Now why is the Braisa focusing on chatos v'osham? Because if a person were to say harizu oila or harizu shlamim, even if he's not mechuyev in oila or shlamim, it would work because the person is bringing a neder or nedava. You can always voluntarily bring an oila shlamim every day of the year to the Beis Hamikdash. But chatos v'osham you cannot bring on a voluntary basis. It's only if it's mandatory. In other words, if chas v'shalom you sinned and you're required to bring a chatos and osham, you can bring it. Otherwise, if you bring a chatos v'osham that you're not mechuyev, that's chulin ba'azora.
Exactly.
Hashem Tali is anything. Well, that's Reb Lezer Kapper. But normally we hold that you for an Hashem you have to know for sure. But the whole Hashem Tali, that's the halach. That I since I don't know whether this Shuman or this was Chaylev, and I might never know. So in the meantime, you bring your Hashem Tali. And then we have to Shem, I wish to help. And if I find out that I didn't sin, wonderful. And if I find out that I did sin, I have to bring a Korm Chatzis subsequently, because it's only toilet. Anyway, regardless, beginning back to Agumar. So if a person, even Avu Bishu Chayiv, even is Mechuyiv v'chatas v'yosham, and he just says, Harizu chatas v'yosham, leyam aklum. That's not enough. You know why it's not enough? Because it's a yad she'enoy moichiach. It's not clear from his statement that his being makdish this animal for a chatas was for purposes of fulfilling his obligation to bring a karm chatas. Maybe he's trying to bring a binadava. If he's trying to bring a binadava, that's worthless. However, if he says, Haru chatas, hey, Haru Hashem, hey, oh, then it makes sense. In other words, I'm a chuyiv karm chatas. This is my chatas. Oh, I know what he means by my chatas. Again, it's not a full-fledged lashon. It's a yad. He didn't say it's because of the chaylev that I ate yesterday and that's why I'm bringing this karm chatas. No, he just said chatasi. But that's already enough. But that's already a yad hamuichiach. If he just says arizu chatas, that's a yad she'ena mechiyach. Not enough. Why is not enough? Tiyuf the Tabai, didn't Abai say that yad she'ena mechiyach haven yo tayim? Hamalach Abai said, you know what? That's a real stark kasha on me. The only way that I can resolve this kasha, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda of yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda said, like Gabi Gittin, then you have to go and really hit it on the nose. You got to go and stress the dain, the yehevi, lichi, minoi, save it ruchim, get beturin, igereshvukin. Oh, according to that Rabbi Yehuda, it's really got to be expressed. And that's why yadayim sheni mechicha is lo yehavin yadayim. Don't you remember when we started off the shir today? And that's why we quoted this Gemara of yesterday, where the Gemara said that both Abaya and Rava say that I can hold both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanon. Even though normally Abaya says the Gabi Nedorim, a yad she'enu moichiach is sufficient. Abegabe get. Oh, get krisos. It's got to be koiris beinoy lebeinoy. There you got to go and build a Chinese wall, then you really got to make it strong. Says Abaye, that same Reb Yehuda will hold legabe the din of chatas v'oshem. If you just say chatas, you just say oshem, it's not enough. Reb Yehuda really requires explicit specificity to the nth degree.
Only in the case of get, we said on the bottom.
Thank you. That's the more kasha. Baba Yehudi Amar Nod the Amar Afil Reb Yehuda. Didn't the Baba say I can hold even a contributor because Reb Yehuda is only talking about get
and not about Nedarim?
Every day, Mar Hoda Bay, Baba Taka changes his mind, and a Baba says Reb Yehuda and I cannot stay together on the same page in terms of this halacha because I a Baba. Subscribe to the avort of the Rabbanon, that it's enough to have such a more moderate, Beinoni type of language where you go and say, Hariat Mutaris L'chol Adam. However, Rabbi Yehuda would say, oh, no. In all cases, whether it's a Shvua, a Neder, a Get, a Karban, always you got to be very, very specific. I didn't Abaye say, I can even hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye changes mind in the face of this gasha. Because Abaye says, as far as I'm concerned, if you say Harizu Chatas, Harizu Oshem, that's enough. You don't have to do more than that. The one that holds it doesn't work, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Even though yesterday I thought I could hold like Rabbi Yehuda, I changed my mind, I can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara, if you're telling me that Abaye can no longer hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Aleima Roba to Omek Rabbi Yehuda and not Kirabona. In other words, when we learned Abaye v'Rava again at the outset of the shir, we said that even though Rava holds Yadayim Shinei Mechichos, Loi Havin Yadayim, Rava could agree to the Rabbanon. Why either Rabbanon didn't have this strong language, the Dein Yehevah Lichim Inoi? Because the Gabi Get, Ein Od Megarish Es Eishes Chaveirai. So the Gemara is going to say now, if you're telling me that Abaye can no longer learn like Rabbi Yehuda, he can only learn like the Rabbanon. What do you say according to Rava? Can Rava only hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Yad She'ena Mechiach, Loi Havin Yadayim, and therefore by Get you have to have Vidain, and by Nedarim it has to be crystal clear, it's got to be a Yad Mechiach. Or not, because after all, Rava said yesterday he could hold even according to Rabbanon. So Gemara, Leimer, Rava Diyamak Rabbi Yehuda, I'm like, Rabbi, no.
Nothing upsets Rava's...
Exactly. The whole Havimin is a bit so shver.
Right.
So I know the Amr for the Rabbanon. No, I can continue.
Right.
Abaye is stuck. Abaye has no choice. Right. He can only learn like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But I am a moderate. I can go either way in the coalition. I can go to the right and go to the left. I'm a centrist. And the Amr for the Rabbanon. Ah, can the Rabbanon el goy bin yadayim mechichos the gabi get? Then all the megarish is eishu chaver. Amr bin yadayim mechichos. And therefore Rabbi says, I stay good like I said yesterday, but Abaye Yitaki have no choice. Abaye can only go according to Rabbanon, can't go according to Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehuda requires everywhere great specificity, not only by get, but also the Gabi Nedarim, and even the Gabi Karbonois, Chatas, Medarshim, always you need very, very specific. Yeah.
So Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi is saying that Rabbi doesn't seem to make sense here.
Why doesn't it make sense?
To me, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino de Megarish is Chavero.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you need to have such specificity? The context already is enough to prove that it's a valid get. If a person cannot divorce, if Mr. Jones cannot divorce Mrs. Smith, then of course it's meaningless. It feels like it doesn't flow. Context is everything. We're always talking about context. Are you chayv achatas? You're not chayv achatas. In the case of a get, it's only between the married couple themselves that the get is affected.
For sure. For sure.
So why does Rava say? I can hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda it seems so extreme. He's saying is that even in the case of that context,
it's the other way around. The other way around. Remember, we have over here that Rava holds Yadayim Sheni Mechichos.
Lo Havi Yadayim.
See, therefore, it has to be Yad HaMechichos.
Right.
When it comes to get, who requires that strong lashon? Is it Rabbanon or is it Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yehuda only.
Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, said the Gemara, Abaye that doesn't require such strong lashon, even Yad Sheni Mechichos, he holds like the Rabbanon. While Rava that holds, he needs Yad HaMechichos, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Said the Gemara yesterday, it doesn't have to be. Maybe you can make a distinction between Nedarim and between Gittin. So therefore, even though Legabi and Neder, Abaye has a very weak standard All you need is Yad Sheinu Mechiach, but maybe by get, Safa Krisis, a Safa Krisis, it's got to be a very strong standard. Maybe that's different. Therefore, Abaye says, I could even learn like Rabbi Yehuda. And then, of course, today the Gemara said no. And Rava, on the other hand, is the other way around. Even though the Gavin Neder Rava says, I need a very, very strict Yad HaMechiach, Yad Sheinu Mechiach, Loi Havin Yadayim, it's got to be Yad HaMechiach. Maybe the Gabi get, it's not necessary to go and hit the guy over the head or hit the woman over the head and say, Dein, you have a lichi, minoi, that it's from me. And of course it's from me. Who else is it from? Would you be giving a get to another lady? Would a strange man be giving a get to me? So of course. So what the Gemara was saying is, Parshit simply Rava holds, just like Rabbi Yehuda, because both Rava requires a Yad HaMechiach and Rabbi Yehuda requires a Yad HaMechiach. Says the Gemara yesterday, and the Gemara repeats again today. Says Rabban, no, I could even go according to Rabban. Why does Rabban over there not require Yad HaMechiach? Because the Chadav Pashit. If a man gives a lady a piece of paper, okay, what is he doing?
The context explains everything.
Exactly right. So therefore, Rava can go with either side, but Abaye can only go with Rabban and not according to Rabbi. And with that, we have concluded the discussion vis-a-vis this Yad HaMechiach, and now we go on to a brand new yacht. Boyer Papa. And from here, for the next couple of Gemaras today and tomorrow, we're going to talk about Yodois or Yodayim in other situations. Boyer Papa. Yesh Yad Likidushin Oiloi. Is there this concept of a Yad Legabi Hilchis Kedushin? So now you have, of course, the hypothetical. Does the din of Yodois apply to Kedushin? And you have the practical. So the question is, Heichidami, what is the practical? What are you talking about, Yad LeKiddushin? Ilema di omer lo liisha hari at mikudeshes li, vi omer lechaberta vi at nami. You have two ladies standing next to each other, not sisters, two ladies. He says to lady number one, hari at mikudeshes li, and as we'll see in the run in a moment, and he handed her two prutois. After all you need is one pruta. Okay, today we would say he handed over two rings, two kedushin rings. And he gives it to the first lady, and he says, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, the Omel Chaverta, and now the other lady was standing right next to her, he says, the Atnami, and for you too. Now that's a yad in the sense that he didn't say anything to the second lady. He just said, Hari Atmakadesh Asli, to lady number one. And he said, Vatnami, to lady number two. Is that the Shaila of Rapapa, where the Yad works like Abi Kedushin? To Rapshita, Haini Kedushin Atzman, this is Nishka Yad. Tos is doch gesagt. And as we'll see in the Ran in a moment, he has appointed lady number one to be a Shliach, or Shlicha, if there is such a word. Not only go and accept Kedushin for yourself, but I want you to go and accept Kedushin for the second lady too. So that's no shy.
Can he appoint her a Shaliach for her Chavrita?
He can appoint her Shaliach.
No, sure. No, because her Chavrita may not want to be married to this guy.
Yeah, but she can always decline and say, I'm not interested. The first lady too. When he handed over the pruta to, or the two prutais to the first lady, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, she can go and say,
no thanks.
Exactly. Thank you very much, but I respectfully decline. She can always do that. Okay. You can have the Be'er Chasana. He puts the ring on a finger and says, change my mind, I'm not interested. You don't normally find that. But I wouldn't be surprised if that has happened sometime in history. Anyway, so Dr. Mar, if he goes and says, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, and the Atnami, and you too, Haini Kedushas Atzman. So that's no Shaila. And you, he didn't say v'at nami, he said v'at mi omrin v'at means v'at nami omalo l'chaveta v'tafsi b'kedushin l'chaveta. Do you say that was his intent, and therefore even though he only said v'at, does och good? So you see that yad works. Oy dilma v'at chazoy omalo l'chaveta. Maybe when he said va'at means, and you should stand there and be a witness, just in case somebody asks you or me or someone else later today, hey, what happened over there in the wedding hall? You'll be able to say, of course she's not going to be a kosher witness because she's a lady. But nevertheless, when he said va'at means, and you stand there, you'll be there for the pictures, you'll be able to go and tell everybody exactly what happened, etc. But he didn't mean va'at, that you should also be married. And therefore, there will not be a tefisas kedushin. So that's the shaila over here in that type of setting, where you have, he gave two prutas to the first, and he said va'at to the second. He said, ha'at mekedushasli, point to the second, the at. Was his intention, va'at mean va'at nami, and therefore she's also mekudeshes, if she agrees. Or va'at means, no, you should be an innocent bystander, you should be there for the pictures, and well, you'll be part of the background, together with the flowers. So let's see the top Ran, who gives a little bit more explanation. Here the shaila is not a shaila which is totally in the machloikas abayi v'rov legabi yad she'enu mechiyach. Here the shaila is a fil b'yad mechiyach komi boile. Mi amrinon nehidaloi israbaluhu yodois behedyo. Even though when we spoke about the yodois by nedorim or by nezirus, we said we learn one from the other. How do we learn one from the other? Because here it says gosel lahazer, and here it says neder lindor. Oh, so you have a hekesh one to the other. So either you learn it by nezirus and then you learn a hekesh to nedarim, or you learn it by nedarim, you learn a hekesh to nezirus. Al zeh zeh fine. However, we don't find by kedushin anywhere anything in the pasuk. There's no hekesh over here. But nevertheless, maybe al tzamamitzino. What's a mamatzino? Mamatzino is the most basic type of limud that I find that there is a concept and a halacha of yodois by nedarim by nezirus. No. Unless I have a reason to say otherwise, there'll be a din of yodis also legabe kedushin. Just that's a mamatzino. Or maybe ainyad vafilu meichiach. Now, why should there be a difference? As you know, when you have a mamatzino with a pircha koldehu, you can go and push away the limud. Because in adonim shani de chamiri da filu bedibura ba'al mechayli. If you remember, you used this svara yesterday, Barry, in distinguishing between the dorim and gittin. So our Gemara is saying dorim shani. You know why their yodis helps? Because neder is chomer da filu bedibura ba'al mechayli. All you have to do is utter something from your mouth, and you have made a carbon into a carbon, or you've made a kikar, or this box of tissues.
Usher.
You've made it usher. I didn't do anything. I didn't do hagba. I didn't do glila. I didn't do a kinyan chalip, and I didn't do a kinyan chotzer. I just said a dibur. That's enough. And therefore, even a yad is enough. Masha'enkin bekedusha chaytrichan eza maisa a kesev a shtar a biyan uach isha niklis b'sholish drachim. You got to do a maisa. Here, maybe yad is not enough. So the Gemara asks, what are we talking about? The Omla Isha Hari Abakadesh, even also the Shte Prutois. The Omla Chavata Viat, Mi Omrina Viat, Nami Omla Chavata or not. Vhi Omra, the Nichola, and when she adds, this is addressing your question, Barry, if the second lady says, I mask him, having Mikudeshes. The Chavata Kibla Bishli Chusa. Her Chavata was Makabal on her behalf, she became a Shliach. By my giving her two prutois and saying, Hari at Mekudeshesli, the at, so then automatically, implicitly, the first one becomes a shliach for the second one, and so therefore, the second one is Mekudeshes.
Why do you say she's going to be a shliach?
I'm sorry?
Why is she a shliach? He's doing it, well, he doesn't need her, he's saying, Ba'at, Nami.
Yeah, but he didn't say Hari at Mekudeshesli.
No, he didn't say Nami.
And he didn't give her the money.
Right, no, but he's not, but it's understood, but why is she a shliach? What is, how does having her as any type of shliach is increasing to make it better? Does it make it better? If
you
didn't say it,
you
didn't say it.
He says the at.
All he said to the second lady was at. So the second lady didn't do a maisa because he didn't hand over a kesef or a shtar or a bia.
I thought we learned
that he did give a...
To the first one.
Right. From nothing to the second one. Uh-huh. The first one is for sure Mekudesh.
Right.
Unless she declines. The question is...
The two prutas were to the first lady. I say not to the second lady.
Exactly. So he gave two prutas to the first lady. And there he said to the second one, and you, he didn't say you too. And you, is that enough to be considered? It's not whether yad machiach or yad she'ena machiach. The question is there a din of yodis b'chlal legabe kedushin where he didn't hand anything over to the second one? He didn't say hariat mukdeshes to the second one. Just that lone word va'at. That's just a yad.
Right? And the two prutos, because
of course
that's one pruto would be insufficient.
There's nothing to talk about. He didn't give a. He had to do kiss of sharbia. He didn't give anything. If I go to a woman and say, Hari Abba Gadesh Asli, without giving her a pruta, then it's worthless, it's meaningless. So by making the first one, Shprinza, into a shliach on behalf of Ruchel, that I said to Shprinza, here, Har Mekel Shli, and I give you two prutois, and now Ruchel the ad, maybe I can combine the two and make an implicit shliach from the first one, and therefore maybe it works. Now, are you going to go and tell me who wants to have a tzara? After all,
yes.
You can be an isha can be a shliach even if it causes her to have a tzara. That's what we're talking about over here. By Shprinza and Ruchel standing there together, if he gives Shprinza two brutois, and he says viat to Ruchel, Shprinza now becomes implicitly, I mean, if she says, no, I don't want to be shliach for Ruchel, I can't stand Ruchel, I don't want a tzara, get me out of here. It's a different story. But if she nodded silently, okay, it's all right with me, and the other one said, to the other one, he said viat, and he gave the first one two brutois, is this sufficient?
The aunt came after he gave the two prutos to Shprinza.
Correct.
So can the kinyan of kedushin be effective after?
We're saying it's like toich kedei dibur.
Okay.
Simultaneous.
Okay.
I'm handing over the two prutos, just like today. The husband, the chusim, puts the
ring on the finger,
and as he's putting it on, hari at, repeat after me, hari at. So here too, he's giving her the two prutos, hari at, the at. He didn't say ba'at the next day. He said immediately. But says the Rana, but lekele ferushim benoisim pruta lezu or pruta lezu. If you can get two simple, the vaday mashva dechiay gavna lekele svuke chalal b've'es chazoy. He can't say, and you should be a witness. So why am I giving a pruta to her?
Right.
Ah, that's for sure. Vafil tim saloim ein yad the kedushin atzman.
That's not a yad. That's real kedushin.
That's the real McCoy. Oy Dilma says the Ran viat chazoy Yehudi Yom Lechavata viat agavli mash b'hachi. Even though viat doesn't sound like it, you stay there to be the background for the pictures. You should be our witness. It doesn't sound like that. Viat mechiyachu the viat nami kamar. When you say viat, doesn't that mean and you too? Kivin the ein yad. If you hold the ein yad limahali, if you hold that yad doesn't work at all, hanach kiddushin. So therefore, by default, since I'm saying, if I were to say that even a yad hamechiach doesn't work, as there is no parsha of yodos legabi kedushin, so then what's my default? What does va'at mean? Va'at doesn't mean a ma'aseh kedushin. It means va'at chazoy. You should stick around and be here for the pictures. You should go and testify. You should be a witness. You should be etc. Good. So dos nishayla do. Is there a yad by kedushin? Yes or no? So getting back to our gemara. The shayla that was posed by Rav Papa. Freiti mar mi po you leave Rav Papa. Did Rav Papa really ask whether there's even a yad at all? Bahamid om le Rav Papa Abaya separately. Rav Papa said to Abaya, "Mi sober Shmuel yadayim shein mechichais. Having your dayim, mechlal the sfirle Rav Papa the yesh yad lekedushin." What does he mean? If you remember, we had yesterday that Shmuel holds that Yadayim She'enu Mechichois Loi Havin Yadayim. If you go back to Hey Amid Beis, you don't have to dig very far. It's the top line of the Amid. Leimer Kosav Shmuel Yadayim She'enu Mechichois Loi Havin Yadayim. The Gemara says, "And yeah, you're 100% right." Shmuel Moikim Lamasizik Rabbi Yehuda Yom Yadayim She'enu Mechichois Loi Havin Yadayim. So Shmuel holds. Loi have yad. You hold like Rava. Yadayim shem chiches loi have yadayim. And then Rav Papa said, "Does Shmuel hold legabe kiddushin? Yadayim shem chiches having yadayim." We learned yesterday that Shmuel holds legabe nedarim. Yadayim shem chiches loi having yadayim.
It's a non-starter. If he holds by nedarim, where there are the concept of yados, the yadayim shem chiches are not meaningful. Certainly by kiddushin.
So the Gemara's kasha is that Rav Papa is asking, is there even a toiras yad by kedushin at all? Yad mechiach, yad she'enu mechiach. Is there any parsha of yad at all? And here Rav Papa seems to be splicing and asking a kasha Shmuel on Shmuel from kedushin by saying, by uns Shmuel holds yad she'enu mechiach, loy having yadayim, and by kedushin he apparently holds yadayim she'enu mechichos having yadayim. The kasha that Rav Papa should have asked is, Shmuel holds the Yadayim Shein Mechichas Havi Yadayim. does even hold a parsha of Yad at all. I don't even know that there is a parsha of Yad when it comes to Kiddushin. He seems to be picking on the Yad Shnei Mechiach. Even if it was a Yad HaMechiach, yeah, right, according to the Shaila of Rapapa, Yesh Yad the Kiddushin Eloi, sounds like there might not be a parsha at all. And here he's picking on Shmuel about Yadayim Shnei Mechiach. Mechlal the Sfira Lei, says the Gemara, the Rapapa, the Yesh Yad the Kiddushin. And apparently he holds that Yad HaMechiach is a good Yad, and his fineness is good. The only thing that he's picking on about Shmuel is the Yad Shnei Mechiach. Says more Nishka Kasha. Chodem Igoi Maida Sfira Lei Lishmuel, Omelei Labaya. Rapapa is saying to Abaya one of two points that he could address to Shmuel. Meaning that Rapapa could say, the truth of the matter is, I don't even know if there is a Yad at all. Maybe not even a Yad HaMechiach. Zero. But Lu Yitzur, you're going to be pushing my Shaila. Because after all, Rapapa asked the Shaila. He wasn't pushing the Shaila. Boy, Rapapa, yesh Yad, lo Yad. Even if you were to be pushing that there is a Yad Mechiach when it comes to Gabi Kiddushin, that's a Yad HaMechiach. But the Shmuel hold even a Yad Sheina Mechiach. That's what he means, that he's asking one out of two. Really, he'd go all the way to the top and say, I'm not sure that there's even a Yad at all, not even a Yad HaMechiach. But let's go on the other side of the Iboya. That in fact, Yad HaMechiach, there is a Yad Mechiach like Gabi Kiddushin, not Yad Sheina Mechiach, but a Yad Mechiach. If that being the case, says our Papa, but I find Shmuel said yesterday, Yad Sheina Mechiach, lo yavin yadayim. And by Kiddushin, apparently he holds Yad Sheina Mechiach, havin yadayim. And parenthetically, maybe they're not even a Yad HaMechiach, but he's only asking one out of the two. See if you want to take a look quickly at the Ran. V'honim omalei, about halfway down the Ran. V'honim omalei, rap of the Abai, misov Shmuel yadayim, shukham yadayim. Got the Kiddushin, very come to Kiddushin. Mechlal the Sfir led our Papa. The Yeshua the Kiddushin. The Medloi Metama, the only Tmiya that he's asking on Shmuel is Biyad She'ena Mechiach. Mechlal the Mechiach, Pshita Lehaviyad. Yad Mechiach I have no problem with. I'm only concerned about this apparent Stira Shmuel and Shmuel Biyad She'ena Mechiach. Who says? Maybe there's not even a Yad Mechiach. Everyone, Migli my Sfir le'om le'bay, continuing the Ran. Then he did our Papa Mesapkele. The Dilma ain't Yad Kiddushin at all, Klal. Mi alay matzlak shiyalo. The Shmuel Dilma yusfile the yesh Yad. I can't ask a kash on Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel holds that there is a Yad HaMechiach. El akshile di day adi day. Therefore, he's only asking him the smaller kasha, the stira, the sfira, afile sfira di yesh Yad Kiddushin. Yad shir mechiach. Loi have a Yad. That's what he said. Shmuel gabi nozir. So how does he say by Kiddushin differently? And that's the shak levitaria that the Gemara says according to Rapapa, and the Gemara leaves it as an iboya deloy ifshita. In other words, the Gemara is not poishit, yesh yad the kedushin oylai. But now the Gemara asks another kashya. Yesterday, and at the beginning of the shir today, we spoke about gittin. Yes, yad, yad ha-mechiach, yad she'en ha-mechiach. You have to say the day, you have the chiminoi. Freitim avim toymar, freit ran. Why by Kiddushin does he have this Shaila Yesh Yad the Kiddushin Eloi? Maishtam begin, Dikulial Mi Yesh Yad, Kin Mochach Sagin Liel. Why everybody yesterday agreed, yes, Yad, 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 Yad. Only Shaila was. So did it have Bihayad HaMechiach, which was Rabbi Yehuda, the day, Yav Lichi Minoi? Or is it enough to go and say, Yad Shein HaMechiach, Har Yad Metez
L'Chalot? Why is that a Yad? It's Gufo Shel Get. Why is that considered a Yad?
That's now you're asking a question yesterday's Gemara.
Right. But why is that considered a Yad? It just occurred to me. Why is that considered a Yad? That's Gufo Shel Get. That's the essence of the Get. Why is that being categorized now as a Yad?
Wait. If you recall, that was the Stira. Not the Stira. That was the Kasha or the Tushtel that the Gemara brought to Abaye Verova. Abaye Verova said, Yad Shein Mechiach, Havin Yad, Lo Yavin Yadayim. Oh, let's bring a Raya from Get, where according to the Tanakama, it's enough just to say, Hariat Muteres L'Chol Adam, even though it's not Moichiach, he didn't say the Dain, Echminoi, it's Yad Shein Mechiach. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's got to be as direct as possible. No soft language. It's got to be
priestess.
Oh, very, very, very strong language. So the Gemara says over here now, Dr. Ran, how come over here by Kedushin, Yesh Yad Kedushin Eloi, why don't we ask the same question? Yesh Yad L'Kitten Eloi. So you can't ask that question because we already have a Machloikis. Why is it a double portion between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that either it's enough to say Hariat Mutuves L'Chalada, or Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say something much more express. Why don't you go and say over there the same Shaila? Do you even need a Yad B'Chalal? Or is there a Parsha of Yad? Why should I begin to call Yami Yesh Yad? K'muchasun Liyal? For lo'y plig yel b'yad sh'ni mechiyach. So, Duran, Yesh Loima, Shani get, kiven de ikka maisa, the hainin nesina say get liyada, have a tvei miyad, the ikar mechiyach mekri. When you're talking about a get, since you have to have v'nosim beyond the kassel, they say for krisis, v'nosim beyond da, have a tvei miyad, it's more than a yad, the ikar mechiyach mekri, there it's called an ikar mechiyach. Mash enkim bebayon, tel chodu hu diyov shtei prutois, aval chaber tel yoyev midi, then there wasn't even a maisa. There wasn't a dibur to the second one. There wasn't a maisa. The only thing he said was v'at. Now v'at is not the same as hariat mekadeshesli. He didn't hand over a pruta to her. He only handed two prutas to the first one. So then you have that shayla legabe yat. But over the legabe get, you got to hand the get into her hand. Once he's handing into her hand, it is such a strong statement. So there's no question the yad mechiach works. The only question is whether even a yad she'ena mechiach works. Because the language is a little bit fuzzy, it's not as direct if he says, if he leaves out the day, anyway, so bottom line is, we had a shayla kontra papa, yeshiad the kedushin aloy. What was the shayla if you say va'at? The Gemara is not poishet the shayla, so therefore she'll be suffik mekudeshus or ainu mekudeshus. But now let's go on to another shayla. Boira papa, yeshiad lepeya, oy ain yad lepeya. Pay, of course, you know, means that you're supposed to leave over a portion of your field for the aniyim. So what means yad? Hechidam. Eweim the Omar Hadain Ugya. Ugya means like a patch or a furrow, a row in the entire field. That he says about this Hadain Ugya, the heavy payer. Now that works. And then he says, Vahadeinami. And then the second one, it too. That's all he said, Vahadeinami. So the words over here, of course, are virtually identical to the case of the Kiddushin that we had atop. He, pay ma'al yasi, says the Gemara, if that's your shayla, whether or not he said on Ugya number two, v'hadei nami, that's chadav apash. Since he said, you're payah, and you too, no, what means you too? You're also payah. So that's no shayla. So where is the shayla? Ki kama bo'ile ki goni omar v'hadein, v'li omar nami. Here he says, you, furrow number one, row number one, you happen to be payer, and you. But he doesn't say you what. So what, since he didn't say nami, my. Now here you can't go and say va'at chazoi, and you should go and be, right, you know, the
it's a row.
An inanimate witness or something, right. You know. That wouldn't make sense. So, v'leyomer nami, my. So now before the Gemara addresses the question, the Gemara asks a kasha back. And the Gemara says, "Machlal dichi Omar soda kula to have paya, have paya." The Gemara is assuming, and its question is that you're talking about, for instance, a very small field, and the whole small field has in it two rows. And he says about the first row, "Your paya," and then he looks at the second one and he says, "And you." Now, if you're going to interpret that the second row is also paya, that would mean that the entire field is paya. Can you go and give everything payah? Although the Gemara doesn't tell us what's the basis of the question, because, for instance, if you were to go and make your entire field truma or meiser, the Gemara says elsewhere, based on psukim, that would not be effective. You have to have a hafrosha. You have to go and give a portion. You can go and give 80% or 90%. However,
you have to leave over something is chulin.
Exactly. You have to be mafresh and leave over something. Over here, the Gemara is assuming they have a minute, the same thing applies to payah. Can you make your entire field payah? L'chayr, you cannot. So to Gemara, no, you're wrong. And yes, you can. Exactly. But that's min ha-toyra. Midrabban in the second Mishnah, Masechtas Payah, is that the Chamu Masakin give 1 out of 60. The same thing with the Gabi Bikurim as well. Anyway, so the Gemara says, my machal dechi omer kula to have it pay, have it pay. And yeah, taki. V'otanya taki says in the brayse. Minayin shem roitzel las is kol sedeu pay oisah. If you want to make your entire field have a huge field, I want the whole thing to be pay. It works. Tam aloy because it says pi'as sodcha. Since he says pi'as sodcha means that the payah can be the entire sod. It doesn't say leave payah in your soda, it says pa'as sodcha, the Loshon Haran, five lines from the bottom, middle kosev peya shabis sodcha. It says pa'as sodcha. So that Loshon HaPosik is coming to tell you that the entire soda can be peya. So that being the case, hadra kushal aduchta. He said about the first row, you are peya. The second row, he says, vi'at. Is that effective to make the second row also peya? Do you say yesh yad lepeya? Or do you not say yesh yad lepeya? Zoktibar. Kima the eskish lekarbonois, as we'll see in a moment, peya has a hekish to hilchois karbonois. Mar karbonis yesh lam yad, af peya yesh lo yad. Just by karbonis you have a yad. That's the whole din of by Naziris and by Nidorim, you can use a yad. Af peya yesh lo yad. Oidil meki istish lebal te'acher hu de'iskish. But only for bal te'acher, and not for other dinim. What is this hekish you're talking about? Desanya. Let's turn to the Amid Aleph, Me'imach. Now, where does this Me'imach appear? You look at the Torah Oreshah, right? This is a pasuk legabi the din of bal te'acher. Ki sidor nedel Hashem olikecha. You made a neder to Hashem. L'isachel l'shalmoi. Don't delay. Don't dilly-dally. You gotta go and bring it. Ki dorish yudishar Hashem olikecha Me'imach. Now, what does Me'imach come to tell you? Top of the Yomid, Me'imach, Zeleket, Shikcha Upeya. Where does it say in the word Imach, Leket, Shikcha Upeya? That's because, if you look at the Pirush Harosh, here on the right-hand side, the Bekulu Ksiv, each one by Leket, Shikcha Upeya, it's in the Torah, Es He'oni Imach.
So it's Gzeh Shava,
or it's a Taich, that the word Imach is referring to Aniyim. So when it says over here in the parish of Bal Te'acher that Me'imach, that's referring to Peya. Ah, so I have over here in the same passage which is talking about Bal Te'acher, I have a hekish from Kisida Neder, which is talking about bringing karbonos, a neder, Lashem L'kechel is Acher, and it says Imach, so I have a hekish from Nidorim for karbonos to the din of Peya. Just like by karbonos is the din of Yad, is by Peya is also the din of Yad. Or the Gemara says, maybe this is very limited hekish, only for purpose of Bal Te'acher, but not for other reasons, or not for other purposes. Now, each one of you are thinking in your mind, hey, didn't we have a famous rule, ein hekish lemechza? When you make a hekish, it goes across the board. In fact, that's how we started off in Dav Gimel, right, that we learn the din of Yadlis from Naziris. And then we learn Neder Lohazir, we have a hekish.
Neder Lohazir, Neder Neder.
Exactly. And once we have that, then we say the same thing applies to Bal Te'acher, and Bal Yachel, and all the other halachas that we discuss. So that being the case, why don't you say over here also, ein hekish lemechza? So, the Ran already asks this kasha, and the Ran says, when do you say in hekesh lemechza if it says it beferish? Here it's only mitadrasha. See, if you look at the Ran, six lines from the bottom.
I'm on the Amid Beis, 6b.
Okay. We're 7-8 lines into the wide lines. Six lines from the bottom. Aydoma ki iskish lebal te'acher udiskish. V'yavagav the kaimelan in hekesh lemechza. Shani peya to leksiva behedja. After all, it's not that the pasuk kisidor nedel Hashem lekechol isachel ishalmoi, and then it says peya peya peya. All it says is me'imach. It doesn't say befeish. Umidrash asya. I learned imach that this is referring to peya. Hilchach ikalameimad in layara filamaychiach. Therefore, it's possible that the only halacha that I learn for this hekish is only the din about the acher. That when it comes to peya, Rabbi Yisai, you have, it's already harvest season. Don't think, okay, I'll decide on Peya tomorrow, or next week, or in three regalim from now. No, Lisa Acher Lisham, it's a din about the Acher, just like it is by Karbonis, it's also a din about the Acher. Don't dilly dally, don't delay, designate your Peya. But maybe only for that purpose I learn one from the other. But not for purposes of Yodois, maybe there's no din of Yad the Peya at all. And therefore when I say the At, his gunish mid gunish, because the Torah doesn't give a din of yad.
Why are we saying it's only a drasha? It's the same word imach imach. What's why are we saying this is not gzer? This is not a bona fide gzer shava. It's only a low level drasha.
No, the gzer shava is wonderful, but remember when we had the hekish back on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, what was the lashon over there? ish oy isha ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lashem. So either we had that the yodis are by the naziras, and by the fact that it says lindor neder nozir lahazir, oh, the two together, heckish.
Flows back and forth.
Or fakert, lindor neder, that's where the din of yad is, then nozir lahazir. Now, does the word neder appear in the pasuk?
In our case?
No, here, in this pasuk, does it say the word neder?
No.
In this word, the back end of Gimel, does it say the word neder?
Neder.
Does it say the word nazir?
Yes.
So if anybody asks you, do I have a hekish, neder, and nozel, and neder?
Yes, explicitly.
Explicitly. Here, when we get to the pasuk Baal Ta'acher, does it say the word peya here in this pasuk?
No, but it says imach.
Of course it says imach, but imach, I have to look up the dictionary, that what does imach mean? Means peya. How do I know imach means peya? Oh, because there's another pasuk elsewhere that goes and says, on imach, but it doesn't say befeirish.
It seems very...
But you see the Ran asks this question.
It seems very dicey. Here we're calling it a drasha, here we're calling gezer shava. Very often, the shava coin, the ba coin, you don't even need the same word. Here you actually have the same word. It's very tenuous.
Imach is the same word, but peya doesn't say
the peya. You don't need peya. You have imach. It's a call to say it's only
that's
a drasha.
That's the Ran's kasha. Okay. So I have imach, and imach means peya. So learn ein hekesh lemechta. So you go and say, yes, not about the acher, but also
so you're redefining it as a drasha instead of gezer shava, but it feels a little.
Remember,
you're
looking gezer shava of the imach. Don't look at the gezer shava. The Gemara is asking the Gabi the hekesh. The fact that in this pasuk of the Baal Ta'acher, it says both the word neder and also says the inyan of peya. Where does it say peya? I don't see peya anywhere. Oh, it says, imach, I remember, yataka, imach taka means peya.
Okay.
So it's in parentheses, it doesn't say beferish peya.
Okay.
Since it doesn't say beferish, says the Rananis. Case like that, you don't say ein hekish lemechza, you just have the hekish for the maximum that you learn, this din about the acher, but not legabi yodois. That being the case, the Gemara has now this shaila, and again, it's the boyet lo ifshita, I don't know whether the second row became peya or not, because I haven't been poishet the shaila. To be continued, mentioned tomorrow about Yesh Tiyad Letzadaka.